Barry is certainly able to communicate his love for the natural world. And one of the positive things to come out of this difficult time might well be our newfound awareness of the natural world around us. Taking time to stop and listen and take things more slowly must surely be beneficial for everybody. But for one Norfolk town, that has been a way of life for the past 15 years. Aylsham has been going slow for all that time. And here's Tony to tell you about it.
This has been the year of lockdown and restrictions. With so many of our freedoms removed, we've been forced to slow down and reevaluate what's important to us. One town in our region has been setting the slow agenda for the past 15 years and reaping the rewards. Aylsham has been part of the global Cheetah Slow movement since 2005. Literally translated as slow town or city, Cheetah Slow was set up in the 1990s by a group of Italians who wanted to combat the stresses of modern life. So while we contemplate a radical fresh start for when the pandemic is all over, might Cheetah Slow provide a route map on how that could be achieved and how we might organise ourselves very differently? Patrick Precop, chairman of both Cheetah Slow Aylsham and Slow Food Aylsham, says that quarantine has been an opportunity to reassess and reprioritise what's important to us. Cheetah Slow is all about the well-being of residents, local businesses and traders, and we in Aylsham aim to reinforce its principles, especially in the new climate when people are coming to realise there may be another way of living, he says. By embracing the Cheetah Slow principles 15 years ago, Aylsham was really ahead of its time. In recognition of the town's 15th anniversary, the International Cheetah Slow Committee, based in Orvieto, Italy, planned to send a multinational delegation of members to Aylsham in November. Unsurprisingly, this high-profile event has fallen victim to COVID-19 and has been postponed until next year, a measure of Aylsham's standing in the international community. Aylsham, through Cheetah Slow, pioneered the plastic bag-free revolution in the UK in 2008, leading the way in trying to change shopping habits. Other environmental initiatives include a regular litter-picking programme and clearing public walkways and cycle routes. There's a focus on encouraging people to grow their own and to expand their knowledge of seasonality and local food. The local economy is boosted by sponsorship of the monthly farmers' markets and weekly general markets, and the town's popular Slow Food Festival. The anniversary comes at a time when the town is again facing many challenges as a result of urban expansion, increasing traffic volumes, and now the impact of coronavirus on the economy. To sustain the environmental and economic principles that underpin Cheetah Slow's requirements, Aylsham has prepared a discussion document, Aylsham, Shaping the Future, and is asking everyone who has an interest in the town to respond and help us shape a vision for the town, says Patrick. The link on Aylsham Town Council's website is www.aylsham-tc.gov.uk/shaping-aylshams-future. I'll repeat that. It's www.aylsham-tc.gov.uk/shaping-aylshams-future. The government has recognised that transport has a critical role to play in restarting the economy in the wake of the pandemic. So we will be looking to benefit from these investment opportunities. Now is the time to recognise the favourable impact that a simpler lifestyle has had on us, and we should not go back to normal. A slower pace of life need not be a bad economic choice. It took a virus to give us pause for thought. We must learn from it.
There's a definite lesson to be learnt there, isn't there? And I hope we do all learn from it.